what we invite people to do on shakeout day is to practice all of the things that they should do to simulate an earthquake.
Joe Doherty is the spokesperson for the Utah Division of Emergency Management. Utah's annual earthquake drill is typically held on the third Thursday in April, and schools around the state participate. According to Doherty, this year, teachers are encouraged to hold drills with their classes over Zoom because of the global pandemic.
Remind those students of what they need to do to prepare for earthquakes and how to keep themselves the safest possible.
Following an earthquake in Magna last month, Utah is still experiencing aftershocks. A 4.2 magnitude aftershock was felt along the Wasatch Front on Thursday morning, the same day the shakeout is typically held. Doherty says this teaches the relevance of earthquake preparedness in the state.
Utahns are learning what an earthquake means and how these aftershocks can continue for quite a long time after an earthquake.
Doherty says it is also important to participate as a household in earthquake drills. He says it is safe to be in a bed during an earthquake, but it is important to make sure there are no heavy picture frames or other objects surrounding the area. Doherty says more earthquake tips are being posted on social media for Utah residents and can be found by searching Utah Emergency on Twitter and Facebook. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.